You're listening to Clock Radio Speakers with Armand and Doc. And now, Side B.
Welcome, everybody, to Side B of this week's Clock Radio Speakers. I am your co-host, Doc, as always, joined by Armand. Armand, how's it going?
Yo, what's going on?
And this week on Side B, we are joined by special guests. Isn't that right, Armand?
It is.
It's the most special of guests.
thanks for coming in and rescuing. It was just not a good opening.
Whatever.
This week, everybody, we are joined by the First Lady of Clock Radio Speakers, my lovely wife, Marissa. Marissa, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Question for you, Doc. Is this a position for life?
The First Lady, yes. I mean, it's Valentine's Day. I mean, we're recording this. It's very, very romantic to jump on your husband's podcast for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I was going to say, you guys are really recording this on Valentine's Day.
Yeah. I mean, I let anybody celebrate Valentine's Day as they want. I don't like to make a huge deal out of it. Like, low-key, no shade. I feel like sometimes if you send flowers, it's kind of like, oh, what did you do wrong? Like, I know on Valentine's Day there would be a exception for that, but it's still like, you know, I'm like, hey, I have teenagers at my library, and I think a lot of them stayed away from the library today because they're like, I don't want to be a part of that. And I'm like, it's okay. Like, we always do an un-Valentine's Day party, like the Friday before Valentine's. Just, we play games, we decorate cookies with black and red frosting, we play the meanest game known to man, musical chairs. So I like to let everybody do it their own way. So I think this is a perfect way to celebrate Valentine's Day because of the topic of what we're going to talk about.
Is Heads Up 7-Up, is it more evil than musical chairs?
No. The way we play musical chairs, we have different themes. I mean, first we start off normal, like to your right, to your left. We had about 18 kids playing at one time.
You have a Cupid shuffle?
No. I have a music playlist. There was some Beyonce. I put. I played Beyonce. I played some Justin Bieber in One Direction because that makes it, you have to listen so hard. No, you listen so hard. That's part of the meanness of the game. I make them do T-Rex arms. I make them. My new favorite I made them do was remote control, where they have to listen to the music for when it stops. I control the pace of how they go, so I'm like normal speed. I'm clapping pace for them. And then I'm like, slow speed. And they have to slow it down. Then I make them go fast. It's complete, like, dictator moment. And I relished all of it.
Totally drunk with power. And I had no idea.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Really, you don't even know. I'm a nice person, mostly.
But I'm you know who says they're nice people? Nice people, obviously.
Nice people. Not nice people.
You know, it's a gift. I have to use what God gave me to the best of my ability. But look, it got me here, where I think this is the perfect thing to do on Valentine's Day night. You're welcome.
Discuss 90s slow jams.
90s slow jams.
Yes, it's a gift.
So this week, everybody, we are giving our definitive 15 of 90s slow jams. So Armand and I, we talked about this in between sides, mm-hmm. and Marissa and I, you and I talked about this separately, so I want to bring this conversation together. Before we start with anything, we kind of have to define what is a slow jam.
Exactly. That's hard sometimes. Because I think you gave a pretty good description last night. We had a discussion. We had a previous discussion a previous week.
Previously on Clock Radio Speakers.
Previously. How did you describe it to me is that you'd know it.
Oh, so when... there's a... right. There's yeah. a... there's a famous quote from a Supreme Court ruling in the 60s. It was a landmark ruling on pornography. And a Supreme Court justice said, I know it when I see it. And I was like, a slow jam. I know it when I hear it.
Yeah.
Right. Because I thought this was pretty clear. Marissa asked me earlier in the week when we decided we were going to have her on the show. I was like, well, it's got to be slow and it's got to be a jam.
And like, some songs are more slow and some are more jam. Some are not jam enough and some are not slow enough.
Right, because there's a whole bunch of slow songs from the 90s that, like, I mean, they weren't my favorite, but, like, someone might want to put on their list. Like, there's no Leanne Rimes on the definitive 1590 slow jams because it's not a jam.
depends on your though. See, I wasn't trying to make you mad last night, but you said something like that, and I was like, oh. And then that like mind tricked you without me intentionally trying to mind trick you. Then I went with it because I found it really funny. Like, oh, maybe, you know. And yeah, I am not an earbud person. Doc is, and so I actually used my earbuds last night, and so it was funny because he was sitting in the chair that I was facing, and I was like silently singing along, and then he moved closer on the couch petting the cat, and he could hear some of my songs, so I purposely played everything on the list just to hear it, and I was like, you can't sneak my list.
Yeah, you can't sneak my list.
No, I wasn't trying to sneak the list.
He just has really sensitive ears.
Ask Armand, that is like, so true.
I was going to say,
that is so true.
100% true. Especially exactly. Dealing with this album.
Right. And we won't tell that story. But anyway. So,
because then people are going to hear what you heard.
A slow jam, like to me, it needed to be. The way I try to define it in my head, and Armand and Marissa, I'd be curious to hear what you said. A slow jam is a song that it didn't have to be the time period from when you went to school dances, but it's the sort of song that people in the 90s would have danced to at a slow dance, and it needed to be not quite, it needed to be somewhere on the jam side of things. So it couldn't be Leanne Rimes, but it didn't necessarily have to be like traditional R&B. It might be something a little bit more towards the middle. Maybe you could kind of define it, but that's how I sort of define a slow jam. Does that make sense?
I get it. I mean, I will say that there is a jam spectrum.
Okay. spectrum. Okay.
And you can take, you're like, well, is it the backbeat that's slow? Even if the other part is fast, like what about the bridge? What about the chorus? The topic matters. I still think there's a lot of a leeway in here.
Well, Armand, what do you think? How do you define a slow jam?
You know, there's some songs on my list that I would define as slow jams, but they're not slow. They're faster in tempo, but you can still dance closely with a woman to it.
Oh, see, all mine are like, slow.
But not like, but I mean like romantically dance, not like dry hump.
I was going to say, because like, I mean, I don't want to put anybody's list on blast, but like, I think a song that is, you could dance romantically and non-romantically, I mean, you could go the other way as well, but to me is not a slow jam because it's too fast, is like Next Too Close.
That's not a slow jam at all.
Right. Okay. It's a great song. No,
it's a good song. We can see how our kids fall once we get going.
I can't enjoy that song as an adult. I can't. Well, I just can't. Like, we have to be responsible here.
That's a great segue into the other thing that Marissa and I were talking about, which was the different categories topically of slow jams. Right. Yes. There are the sweeter, more purely romantic slow jams.
Yes.
There are the I'm just horny slow jams.
Yes.
And then there are the I really screwed up slow jams.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is there, Armand, is there, and Marissa, both questions for you. Am I missing another key genre of slow jam?
I definitely think there is some the other woman / the other man slow jam.
Oh, so not even I've messed up, but I'm doing wrong and I'm proud of it?
Not even I'm proud of it. I'm just doing wrong right now.
Doing wrong. Yeah. Okay. Oh, like things your man won't do.
Yes.
They don't, John B., they don't know. That's true. That's not
I'm doing wrong.
That's true.
That's a, we got a thing that they don't understand.
Yes.
John B. Oh, man.
Stop naming stuff on my list.
You're trying to ruin stuff. Right now.
You're killing me right now.
All right. Marissa, is there another? So I think we've identified four types of slow jam so far. Do you have any other ones?
I do. It could kick off my list if you're ready.
Do you want to go right into it, Armand?
Yes. Yeah, so we're going to do this in traditional Definitive 15 fashion where we all share one, or are we going to like focus on one person's list and just kind of build from there? How do you want to do it?
I was going to suggest that we go back to the way that we started doing Definitive 15s. We use Marissa's list as the starting point, and then we work through her list, and then Armand, you and I, we're going to come back with, okay, well, here's what we think you missed. And then
you're the cleanup crew.
And then at the end, we can all, I'm sure we have some honorable mentions.
A lot. Lots
of honorable mentions.
Armand said he has 30.
I have 30 honorable mentions.
Okay, I'm not going to count. How many honorable mentions do I have?
This is like, okay, so let me just preface this before we get into Marissa's list. Yeah. Like, I said this on Twitter, but like, this is all I listen to. If it's not a podcast or a sermon or whatever we're listening to for this week's show, I'm listening to 90s R&B.
Okay.
So it was very easy. Good. So it was very, a lot of this was easy for me to just say, like, this list was easy. I could have easily done another 20 records.
Was it hard to get to 15?
Yes, because my 15 is mostly, there's a couple of records that, like, I recognize that this is probably the most diplomatic 15 because I wanted, there's some records that just have to go on the list, but I may not necessarily be fans of theirs.
Oh, interesting.
On the flip, there's 100% songs on here that I know will not be on either one of yours definitive 15, but they changed my life in terms of R&B and like slow jams and cupcaking and boo loving and all that stuff.
Cupcaking. For me, this is, I did the opposite take. This is by far the most personal definitive 15 I can recall I've ever done. I didn't try to say these are the, you know, representing the entire decade. No. Because when I really narrowed it down, I was like, these are the 15 records that, like, you know, if I'm in like the eighth grade, one of these songs comes on and like, by, to me, like, part of like a successful slow jam is like by the end of the first chorus, you know, you shouldn't be so far away that somebody could like sneak in between you. Like, you should be getting a little closer by the end of the first chorus, like getting to that second verse, probably by a guy or somebody who has like a higher pitched voice all of a sudden. Like, you're kind of, you're bringing in the third and fourth members of the boy. You know, you got to be.
at this point, the teacher, the chaperone is 100% coming in between us with the hand. Saying like, break it up.
Right. And you're like, you're looking like over the person's shoulder at your friend and being like, oh yeah, this is, you know.
So, but you have to ease into it. This sucks because my daughter's in the seventh grade and I'm like,
yeah. Oh no.
She's not doing this. She's not slow jamming. It's cool.
Well, what slow jams do they even have? They don't let have slow jams now.
No, it's not the same. It was a beautiful, beautiful time. It was a gift.
Yeah, they don't listen to slow jams, so maybe I don't have to worry about that. But yeah, you would slowly ease in. You never mind. I'm not gonna get into.
Yeah,
we'll get there. Yeah, we're gonna get here.
We have a lot of stories. I think we're ready, Marissa. I'm dying to know. So are you giving? So I'm sure you have a whole like ranking and categorized system, but.
What, am I a librarian?
Possibly.
Yes, I am.
We were just singing the praises of public libraries earlier.
Thank you. They're cutting our funding, so please fight that and support your local library.
That's trash.
A great equalizer. Let's kill it.
Yeah, that's trash.
No.
All right, Marissa, the floor is yours. Take us through. Where did you start?
Thank you. So I started, again, so we defined it as we did. It could be about sexy, it could be about love, school dance, slow dance, on the jam spectrum, traditional R&B, or kind of around that. So I broke it down to one more category, which is kind of tiny. It could be a sub category, but I imagined the dance. And I figured you had to start somewhere. You can't jump in to, like, grinding on such. So my part one was actually, like, looking across the room, eye flirting kind of song. Because you have to start somewhere. You can't jump in.
Oh,
so my first song was Weak by SWV. I have a girl group.
Nice.
I want a group of girls because oftentimes slow jams trends towards the male perspective, the male thing. So whenever possible, I tried to. What?
I think that's actually a really good observation.
I think it just naturally is. I mean, my heart starts beating triple time. A lot of snapping here. It's a slow beat, slow pace thing, slow rolls. Imagine that you're at the punch bowl. I didn't have a punch bowl, but I imagine there's punch bowls at these things. And you're like looking across the room. You're hanging with your girls, and then the guys on the other side, and you're like looking over your shoulder. And like seeing if you can catch his eye, and you're just kind of like, and then your friends are looking and like, don't look. And then they're like, hey, look, don't look, don't look. And then you're trying to do that thing. You have to start somewhere. It's a game. It's a dance. It's a whole like thing. So I thought week was a good way to start.
Okay.
Yeah.
Aman, was that on your list?
I've got SWV songs on my list. I just couldn't. Actually, wait, what happened? Oh, I took my SWV songs and put them in my honorable mentions.
Okay.
So half I did credit. I did have Week, but I also had Use Your Heart. I had Rain, and I had the original version of Anything.
Oh, wow.
We're going deep.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, we're going deep.
So
deep catalog.
Marissa, you started us off with SWV Week.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What's next?
So my next,
You don't have any SWV in
Well, no, I thought we would go through her whole list and then we're going to do ours, right?
You have that on your list, yes, no, and then move on. Okay,
yeah. So it was on my honorable mentions.
Okay.
All right. Not mad at that. I love it.
Okay.
So my next one I had in my list, but I moved it up to this part because you can make an argument that it just belongs here or somewhere else. I included D'Angelo's Brown Sugar.
Also an honorable mention.
Because I was like, the pacing, the this. Now, I put it earlier on the list than I meant to, like in that whole dance, that whole game, because I thought somebody at the school might play this song thinking it's so sweet, so innocent, like, oh, a little brown sugar, a little bit of kisses. You know, like, all right. But, you know what I mean? Like, so they don't know. So you're kind of getting one over on them. So I think they put it too early, like, this is so cute, even though, you know, you're leaving the punch bowl. You're starting to dance your way over, shoulder shimmying. Oh, like making you want to dance. Like you're kind of. This will help give you a little bit of courage to like get a little bit closer. I'm still working my way to close. I love it.
Armand, what do you think about Brown Sugar?
You know, D'Angelo was somebody that I kind of wrestled with. Mm-hmm. If this was a slow jam.
Mm-hmm.
I think based off of what we've said on the show, I would have put Lady in there. But Brown Sugar is definitely a classic record, 100%. I'm not mad at that being on your list.
Thank you.
It's the bop of Brown Sugar. Like, it's the bop of it that makes me wonder, like, is this a slow jam? Because by your definition, this is the I'm still trying to work up to talk to you, which totally
makes sense. I pushed it ahead, but, like, you know, it could also be quite further, because in the beginning he says we're already like lovers. He's like, you know, but we're pretending the adults don't know. I'm thinking very dance structure. We gotta warm up, and this super warmed us up fast.
Sure,
we're ready.
Okay. All right.
Feel good, Doc?
I feel good. Next up, what do we got?
So I moved on. I have some honorable mentions, which I'll wait for the end. Part two. These are my girl on a pedestal songs. We gotta put on our scarves and our hats and our wind machines for this part.
Okay. Yeah,
that's literally the title of my section. So these are like honorable love. This is a big a girl. This is like pure girl.
Okay.
So my first one on that is Back at One by Brian McKnight.
Oh, not on my list anywhere.
That's okay for now.
Why Back at One?
Because it's a slow dance. It's a very pure song. And like your grandma would be like, I'm okay with this. It's okay. know? Like, remember, the adults would still like have to approve the picking. They're in favor of this. They're like, yes, put the hands on the shoulders. Keep room for the Holy Ghost in there. Nice big space. But again, I felt it had enough of a beat. That's, you know, is it slow? Yes. Is it on the jammiest part of the jams? No. We're not there at the freaky freak time. This is like the pre time. We're honorable and we're idealistic. Also, we get counting. I know. I love counting. It's quite fun. It's like my favorite throwback from Sesame Street and the count. Also, I know later on. It just reminds me, and I kept thinking of the minstrel show, Little Brother's Song Cheatin', with the counting, because they kind of make fun of it. They take it. So on Cheating, it's like, I say, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, really wanted you to be my wife. And I say, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, really wanted you to be my friend. And I say, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15,
yes.
Can't think of nothing that rhymes with 15.
It's a great song.
Like, I know that's not the song I just chose. I'm just saying I appreciate we have counting. I can't ignore that grandiose, beautiful, shiny thing. Questions, comments, concerns. That's right. I just sang on your show, like poorly spoke sang on your show. Not sorry.
Come on, how you doing?
Stunned.
I'm good. No, I am absolutely thrilled that you sang
Percy Miracles.
Give them a little bit. We give them a little bit of royalty. Like throw a buck at them. Like help them out. You know. I just love it. I mean, with his lyrics, like it's a little bit of corny, but that's an edge you could play with in slow jams. It's like say farewell to the dark of night. I see the coming of the sun. I feel like a little child whose life has just begun. Like that's lines from Back at One. Like I do a lot. Yeah. But as a whole, as one, I think it works in a fun way. We're on our pure, not dirty side yet. This is, girls are on a pedestal. Wow. I'm so good. Yeah.
Right. You're good. I've all definitely right. got Brian McKnight on my list, but not that song.
Okay.
Okay.
Next up, Marissa.
Okay. So my next one is I Swear by All for One.
Ooh.
Absolutely on my list. No question about it. No classic.
I have a story to share.
This is going to be good.
I don't think Dave or Doc even knows about this. So it came out in 94 and I had the tape. I wore that tape out. Mm. Right. I think I was in like fifth grade, the summer into sixth grade. You know, you're kind of like, oh, boys. Hmm. And I took a trip to Plymouth Rock with my family friend and her parents. So I guess people do that. And I did it. Summer on the radio, all we heard driving up was All for One. Or even if it wasn't on the radio, that was in my head because that's all I could hear. And I have this weird association with swimming in the pool at the hotel, seeing Plymouth Rock. So I have this very weird association. But for me, this is like absolute pure, amazing. There's this whole... Okay, this is also a weird description where like if you're, I think a slow jam often has a point where you do like the eagle face. Wait.
Okay, hold on.
Where you know, you're doing whatever and then a certain chorus or a line comes on and you snap your face forward, possibly making eye contact with someone. And then you are super intense, like all the pride and Americanness of America in your eagle gaze. And you're just like saying that line with absolute seriousness and
conviction.
You embrace it. Conviction is just, you're just feeling it. So that's like when I say eagle face, it makes no sense.
Not like drop down and get your eagle on? Not like that kind of face?
Well, that's later. But snap to focus and super intense laser beams of intense love and sexiness coming out of your eyeballs. Also, I will say that in fifth grade, I was 100% sure that this song would be my wedding song.
Oof.
I know what you're going to say later. But
I have the song that I thought was going to be my wedding song. That's definitely on my list for later.
I thought that was going to be your wedding song too, and I thought we were setting that up. So you've got Storm P on your list?
That's funny. You know it's Storm P when you hear Let's Go? Yeah, no. Check my passport, baby.
Momentous, baby.
Oh, that beat is so great.
Yeah, you low-key got a hood classic under your belt.
Hood classic.
But
it was very
all right, good. All for One, I Swear. Armand, any thoughts on that?
You know, I agree with Marissa that, like, All for One low-key like ran the streets in 94.
Yes, mm-hmm. They did.
And they totally ran the fifth and sixth grade dances. Not the dances that were late, the dances that would be at the end of the day.
Wait, end of the day dances? I don't think I had those.
Yeah, in elementary school, in fifth grade, we had dances that were like, you wouldn't have seventh period.
Oh,
so the dance would be from like 1 to like 2:30.
Oh, that's really awkward.
Yeah.
They wanted that awkward. They didn't want you getting in a groove.
Not at all.
Like it's still light outside. How do you have a dance when it's light outside?
Boys on one side, girls on the other.
Yeah. Life will find a way, Doc.
Life will find a way.
I get it. All for One's a little too cheesy for me, but I totally get why it's on the list. I totally get it.
I swear is upper echelon slow dance for me.
Oh, that was the question I was going to ask.
Yeah.
First of all, I was gonna say if I had to pick an awful one song, I Could Love You Like That. But mm-hmm. I'm going to go, are remakes allowed on this list? Because I swear is a remake.
I mean, I'm fine with it.
I think they defined it enough.
Did that song come out in the, did the country version come out in the 90s?
It did. And I know this because I lived in North Carolina when that came out. And that was like a Southern middle school classic.
I could see that. Okay. Just asking. All right, cool.
Asking for a friend. That's all right.
All right.
I have to move my list because a cat sat on my list and he's on my lap now. So speaking of what Armand just said before, my number three song for Girl on a Pedestal, Put on Your Scarves and Hats, Girl, Wind Machines, I Can Love You Like That, All for One. That's right. Two. There's no maximum level of corniness that can't be exceeded for me.
Also on my list, 100%.
I mean, it's not possible, Armand. Like,
I may need to add that to my honorable mentions if I had to pick one. Okay, because spoiler alert, I definitely, like, one artist shares one slot with, like, four songs.
I have...
Nice.
There's one artist on my list that take up four out of my 15.
I can probably guess what it is, but...
I mean, that's I think everybody can guess who it... Well, yeah, okay, anyway.
Yeah, Dipset. That's why you're talking about Dipset Volume 3 on your
on side A. No, I was thinking. I was gonna say I should have put I Need a Hot Girl on this, but no, that's definitive 2000. It's definitive 15 2000s. Anyway,
so I will say a quick because it's on topic. I will say I honorable mention this. I also would have gone so much in love by All for One because I am obsessed with All for One. Like that said, it's very personal. Personally, this is how much I'm embracing All for One. So not on my official list. It's just top of my honorable mentions for that topic part. That's how corny I am, and I'm fine with it.
I mean, All for One, like, they have a greatest hits. And let's just say it's really top heavy. The other problem is, like, in my mind sometimes, like, I get them confused with Color Me Bad.
Okay. I get it.
Anyway. Oh, you know what? I should have put on this list. You see, it's not really enough of a jam. Is John Cicada.
Wow. Wow. That's a classic. I 100% would not put that on my list, but shout out to my man John Cicada, friend of the show for sure.
You're 100% putting it there.
Before I retire, or whenever we do our EP, Doc, if we do our EP this year, we have to do a video. We have to find a beach somewhere, and we have to shoot it and then, like, filter it in sepia tone.
I'm throwing a breakbeat over Just Another Day and, like...
Just Another Day! Oh, my God. So I can get some straight leg jeans. I'll roll them up, and then I'll get a dress shirt. I won't button it. I'll put on, like, a tank top underneath it, and I'll roll the sleeves up.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. We in there.
Can we get an extension cord for a wind machine?
Of course. I'm just gonna pray that God just makes it a windy day. Mm. We won't even need a wind machine.
You'll have the big guy on your side. You'd be like, do me a solid, thank you.
And worst come to worst, if we don't have a windy day, I mean, we just go on Amazon and get a portable wind machine, I'm sure. That,
yeah.
You know, got some fun.
Get your prime value out of that.
Yep. You know, I got this all stuck in my head, Doc. Thanks a lot.
These are all gifts. They'll be quickly replaced by other things.
That song is so hard.
All right, Marissa, what's up next?
All right, my next one. It's a new part three.
Okay.
I call this part Sexy Hips Time. It's my bump and grind part. It's the whole, like, yeah, we're all, there's no space for the Holy Ghost. It's too late. Okay. I chose TLC's Red Light Special.
Definitely on my list. Definitely on my list. Yes.
Okay. It has here's the thing.
Honorable mentions for me.
It has a girl group, which again, slow jams are a little biased against women in the sense of, there are some songs that were slow by women and there are some songs that could jam, but they didn't quite meet my slow jams. But this one she's going to give you the red light special. It's moody. It's sexy.
The video is a classic.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes. Oh, boy.
I would have put other TLC songs on here, like my favorite, like definitive songs, but I just didn't feel they were quite slow jams. Like, I don't want to say, yeah. Anyway,
yeah.
Give me an example of a TLC song that you would have put but didn't fit in the slow jam category, because we might share the same sentiment.
Well, like Creep, I lived for. Like the video was life. It was amazing. And like, oh, are you the gray pajamas? What color pajamas are you? What set? It could be a whole quiz right there.
That's a BuzzFeed quiz. What color pajamas are you in the TLC video? Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, I just thought it wasn't quite slow enough, but I could see how someone else could think. I was just trying to think. I was like, but I love that song. I could listen to it for a full day on repeat. More than Red Light Special, but I thought Red Light Special was more sexy hip time.
Yeah. Sexy hip time.
What? I'm keeping it clean for the streets.
I appreciate that. Armand, Red Light Special is great. It was on my list. Like,
yeah, go ahead. No, please. You haven't really chimed in like that. Go ahead.
No, yeah. I mean, you know what it is? Like, it sounds dumb, but like, it just sounds sexy. Like,
yeah.
It's not like, you know, it's like when we talked about the different genres, like sometimes you would get like, and because there's one of these songs that I pray is on Marissa's list. I know it's on mine, where like it doesn't sound dirty or sexy. But then when you listen to the lyrics, you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
What are we singing about here? But Red Light Special, you get both the like the sound and the lyrics.
Yeah.
So it's just a classic. And it's right in that sweet spot from like that. Like I told our mom before we started, like, many of my songs are like 95 to like 97. Like, let's be honest. Because that was like, you know, I mean, that was peak. I mean, there was still like slow dances in high school, whatever. But like, there's just something about like that middle school awkwardness, junior high awkwardness, you know?
Because you don't know what you're doing yet. If you had life experience, you're like 20 years later, you're like, oh, if I knew what I knew now, then I would own that. But you didn't and you don't. And because it's the first time, which heightens it, where it's, like, it is life or death, and it is, like, everything.
Shouldn't class reunions, high school reunions, shouldn't they take the form of, like, an awkward, like, school dance?
Okay, Hunger Games of dance over here. Okay, Katniss. That seems pretty harsh.
That is pretty harsh, actually, yeah. All right.
Could be amazing, but probably harsh.
Could be terrible. All right, Marissa, what's up next?
My next one's going a little bit cleaner, but we're still in our sexy hip time. Okay. It's I'll Make Love to You by Boyz II Men.
1,000% on my list.
Okay.
Armand?
Not on my list.
Yeah. This is a definitive, had to be there, no questions asked on the list.
I was there.
Okay. I typed up a note that said they are the list.
You know, they are. They are.
Yes.
100%.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I mean, two has all the ballads, right?
Most of them, yeah.
So, I mean, funny, and then the one that the Boyz II Men record I have is on their first album.
Oh yeah, I think I know what it is. I might be able to guess what it is, but
I
yeah.
I have two. But yes.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, Boyz II Men sort of like they define this category.
They do. There's a lot of groups that you could say that for, but I feel like it was a brief shining moment, and they were right at peak.
What happened to that album after two? Didn't that have like Song for Mama or something like that?
That had didn't they have Four Seasons of Loneliness on it?
Yep, Four Seasons, which is not we all tried. We tried with that song.
I think the problem is that two was everywhere.
It was.
And they didn't have another I'll Make Love to You.
They didn't have the gas to like have the slow burn.
Yeah, I'm looking it up right now. What album came out after that? They have an all Spanish version of two.
That's how Evolution. That's how you know you were making so much money.
Yeah. No. Hold on. So on title they have Evolution, and then they have Evolution.
Oh.
They have Evolution with a T, and then Evolution with a C.
That's how Evolution, right? Four Seasons of Loneliness, A Song for Mama,
doing just fine. I think those were the singles.
Wait, there's a there are three Puffy records on that.
That's 90.
It's 97, so I'm not surprised.
Yeah,
it's like a Venn diagram crossover weird part where you're like, who knew these worlds crossed over?
Huh.
I kind of want the jacket on this Coolio Harmony cover.
Oh yeah,
you're jealous.
I'm very jealous.
It's okay. Don't let it define you.
I'm going to find out because my my son's aunt is married to Sean.
Mm-hmm. Really?
So I'm going to find out if I can. Yeah.
Huh.
So I'm going to find out if I can get that shirt or if I can get that jacket.
Be like, do you still have it in the closet?
Do you still have the exact? Just let me put it on the picture.
Just do it for the gram.
Yeah, of course. I'll do it for the gram. I'm back posting again. Yeah, I need to get these likes up.
Nice. I will say, as a further explanation for me, and I'll make love to you, as I was listening to it on my drive home tonight, I was like, you know, for a girl on a pedestal, girl, it's all about you, girl song. He's kind of in charge, where he's like, hey, I ain't got nowhere to go. I'm here for you. We'll do it your way. But like, also, your wish is my command. But he's like, hey, we're taking our clothes off now. We're doing this. We're doing that. I'm like, I was listening to it. And I was like, well, I thought this was my night. You know, like, where's the female being like, where's my, this is how it's going to go down. Like, you're going to massage my feet the way I want when I say, just as a she's back. This is why you need a woman on this show. Because I, again, very male focused. I love it. But, you know, it's good to have another perspective. First Lady Clock Radio Speakers, trademark. Where's my t-shirt? Anyone that says that.
Where's my t-shirt? Wow.
Power's going to
drunk with drunk with power. Yeah, I'll make love to you. I mean,
we already talked about it. I just felt the need to say that he's pouring the wine. Who's pouring the wine and lighting the fire? Am I doing that? Are you doing it for me? Did I tell you I wanted it? I'm just being honest. You're welcome.
All right. What's next?
We're still on our sexy hips time.
Okay.
We're going more graphic now.
Okay.
Because Last Night by As Yet.
Yes.
It's so intense. Did you know he saw heaven when he made Sweet Love to You?
He definitely did not make Sweet Love to me.
So
I think they did in your ears. I think it happened. I think everyone got a little bit pregnant from that song. He made Sweet Love. He cried. He cried last night when he was inside of you. Also, this song is an eagle gesture. So you know exactly visually what I'm talking about now. A lot of gesturing to the song.
The song is amazing and terrible and amazing. And is the stereotypical definition of like, oh, this sounds like a sweet ballad. And then you're like, I'm sorry. Is this entire song just four guys singing about what it's like to have to orgasm with a woman?
Hopefully yes. It was four different women. Oh, God. I don't know that it was made explicitly clear.
Oh, God.
This right. Episode is off of the rails.
I think it's on the rails. I think it's going very fast and very true.
Armand, I know this is not on your list.
Not at all.
This is a classic song. I love this song.
It's so ridiculous.
Okay. I mean, Marissa and I'm not going to lie. We definitely drove home the other night and we totally like sang this at each other at like maximum volumes, to the point where like if somebody would have like driven like up next to us, they might have been concerned about like all the arm gesticulating and like, you know, everything else that was going. Yeah, this is a great song.
They might have thought we were being attacked by bees. I think that's a pretty good analogy for us in the car, in a flattering way. I don't say that negatively.
The worst part about the song, though, I got a nitpick with this song, because it wouldn't be Clock Radio Speakers if I didn't nitpick, is the guy who's trying to sing with the bass in his voice, and he clearly can't, and it sounds it sounds so weird, but it's a great song. What soundtrack was this from?
Nutty Professor.
Oh, man. Really? What a soundtrack.
Case Touch Me, Tease Me, Montel Jordan I Like. My crew can't go for that. Smooth the Hustle, Trigger the Gamba, DV Alias Christ.
Man, are you really going to leave out the greatest Monica and Church song ever?
I was getting there. Sheesh. Ain't Nobody is a classic.
Ain't Nobody is amazing.
Should have rapped over that beat that you made.
That was a long time ago.
Was a long time ago.
Anyway, we should do one day. We'll have to do like a live stream. Like I just randomly play like old stuff out of our shared Dropbox, and we just watch to see the faces you make. Where you're like, no, or oh. Anyway,
yeah, we might have to do that.
All right, As Yet, absolute classic. But Armand, not for you, because you just didn't make the cut for you, or you didn't really like it to begin with.
I never liked that song. Never liked that song. Like, listen, my list and my honorable mentions are like deep album cuts. This was totally a middle school dance song, mm-hmm. but like, I think I hated the video.
The video is amazing.
The video's terrible. It's terribly amazing. Like, it's I would love to remake it, but it's just bad.
That's you remake that and John Cicada Just Another Day and like, woo.
Mashup.
Yeah.
I'm not mad.
All right, Marissa.
Okay.
What's up next?
So
I'm very excited. Where are we going?
I have two more on my sexy hip time.
Okay.
Keep it clean.
What, how many do you, what number are you at? You're at like.
I had one, two. See, we're counting. See how sexy this is?
I think you're at like eight.
Six, seven. Eight. I think I'm on nine.
Okay, you're possibly. At nine. Okay. Okay.
But I numbered it within the sections because science.
Okay.
All right. So I have two more sexy hip time. So I'm going to go with Nobody featuring Athena Cage by Keith Sweat.
Definitely 100% on my list. There's going to be nothing left.
You're welcome.
Great song. Amazing song.
Not on my list.
Armand, answer me this. Do you like music?
I have 45 slow songs on my list. I actually have a Cut Close song on my list.
You have a Cut Close song?
I sure do. It's the group that Athena Cage was in that was signed to Keith Sweat's label.
Well, absolutely. Because Cut Close was, they were on Twisted.
Mm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Not quite slow enough to make a slow jam cut for me.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway. Twisted. I mean, not sorry, Twisted. Nobody.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I mean,
it's baby making music.
Question.
Except we were listening to it when we were like 14 years old.
Yeah. Nobody. Yeah. Nobody. Who can sex your body like me, baby? Again, I listen to a lot of tones and I don't listen to lyrics. So again, even I, as a middle schooler, like things are just going over your head. It's, you know, it's cool. I mean, I will say there's a lot of, in the chorus, a lot of repetition. And like the oh wanna, wanna and the nobody baby, there's a lot of that. But then again, that leaves you time, the simplicity, to do your thing with sexy hip time.
Can you believe that we were like 13, 14, 15 listening to, like dancing at school dances with that song playing?
Right.
You think that there were parents and staff that were chaperones that had to be there contractually and they're possibly getting paid or not, and they had to watch this?
I don't really think that there were like, I don't know. I'm sure there were chaperones at my school dances, but like.
Yeah, there were.
I know they were.
Say, there's no way there weren't.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know they were, but like, man, anyway.
Then they were successful ninja chaperones that blend into the background. And then maybe you weren't dancing dirty enough, thinking that someone was always going to get pregnant, that they had to jump in and intercede to keep the teen pregnancy rate down. So tip of the hat to them, those stalwart warriors of chaperoning middle school dances.
Armand, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, good. Sorry, I thought I heard Skype noises. We're good. Okay.
Nope.
All right.
What's up next, Marissa?
Oh, I did have a quick question.
Oh, yeah.
Is Keith Sweat's real name Keith Sweat? Like,
yes.
Is it? It is. Okay.
Yes. I just looked this up a few months ago. Yes.
Because it feels like a Max Power kind of name. Like, what's your name? Max Power. What's your last name? Champagne. What's your first name? It's like.
Oh yeah, so Marissa and I are season ticket holders for hockey for UConn, and we have like because of that we have like a rep at the UConn athletics office now. This guy's name is.
Let's say the official position name. It's our personal ticket concierge.
Sounds
classy AF.
Right.
Keeping it clean,
as the kids say. This guy's name is Vincent Champagne. I was like,
Vinny?
I was like, that's not a real name.
100% calling him Vinny Champagne.
And the thing is, he looks like he's a student.
Yeah, he looks so like he's 18 years old.
Yeah, he has like a Don Draper name, but like he's not quite 20 yet. So I'm like, hopefully he will do well with what he inherited. Keith Sweat inherited this name, of which he rose to the challenge of this name. Like, you could be a bodybuilder. That would have worked out for him. I don't know what else he could have been. He could be a slow jam singer.
I love the idea of alternative careers for Keith Sweat that work with his name.
Right? Sweat into the oldies.
You know what wouldn't work for Keith Sweat?
What?
Dentist. I just don't want a dentist named Keith Sweat.
No. I don't know that I want a dentist named Keith anyway. Sorry, Keith. Also, oftentimes I hear Keith as Keith with like an F. So I'm like, hey, Keith.
Like Chief Keef?
Yeah.
Okay.
It can happen. All right. We lose Armand again. I feel like we're...
No, I'm still here.
Okay. We're just running around like cats with ribbons here, Armand. So.
Cats with ribbons.
So put us in our place.
Nope, you're good.
Okay. So I have one more sexy hip song.
Okay.
Because obviously it's a slow dance. Bump and Grind R. Kelly?
I struggle with this.
We have to
have
an R. Kelly conversation.
I wrote this down as like one of the first songs.
Yeah.
Because it feels like definitive, but it's not definitive to me. So it's actually just in my honorable mentions because it feels weird not to mention it. But Armand, you say we need to have an R. Kelly conversation. Why is that?
Just because he has classic R&B slow jams that I can't listen to.
Is it because we all realize that he's a creep?
Yeah. I mean, and the funny part is if we're honest, a lot of the R&B that we've talked about on this show is creepy.
Yeah.
And if we're basing anything off of, if we're looking at stuff from, as you see more stories come out about artists and generations before us in the 60s, 70s, 80s, all the stuff that they did minus social media, I'm sure the stories that are going to come out about like our 90s heroes and even more recently, like you're going to find out that Jagged Edge were just like terrible human beings.
Yes.
But we don't know that. The only difference between R. Kelly and anybody else is that his creepiness just got exposed. So
he made money off of it.
Yeah.
His career was that like guy at the club that was kind of creepy, but you're like, well, it's helping us pull girls or pull a partner. So thanks for your service.
thank you for your service.
Right? You're like, I know. In my notes, I put problematic. Yes. Do I love this song? Yes. I mean, the intro, he leaves it all on the table in the intro. Like, yes, I have issues with the man, but I just love the beginning. It's not a full eagle focus, but it's like you feel your body's kind of rolling to like when you're just singing the beginning in your car all alone, like no one can see you, though probably everybody can see you. It's just so good.
So here's my favorite story about this song, which this is from the mid 2000s. This is great. So when I had my BlackBerry Curve and I was like making my own ringtones, this is a very 2006, 2007 thing to do. I made Marissa's ringtone Bump and Grind. Like when she called me, it played Bump and Grind. The opening notes of Bump and Grind, right?
Of course it was.
I'm in a so at work, I always had my phone on vibrate, right? Except I forgot to. And it was like my first meeting with like, so Marissa, you know his name is Brinley, but like with the head of the library, and all of a sudden comes blaring out. And of course, in a conference room that has like no acoustical like deadening, it's just all like hard surfaces, so it's echoey. All of a sudden, coming out of my BlackBerry Curve is my mind's telling me no, and it's just like, and I'm like lunging for my phone, and it's like it looks like an infomercial where it's like flipping in my hands. I'm like,
oh my.
I mean, true story, you could have gone back in the conference room and later on and gotten great acoustics and was letting it ring.
It just let it go? Yeah.
Yeah. It was like, this sounds amazing. That's not what we do?
Horrible.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. But Bump and Grind, I mean, it's a classic.
It is a classic.
But
I mean, he's got a couple, like Bump and Grind, Honey Love, Sex Me, Seems Like You're Ready.
God, that's just the title of that song.
Exactly.
Seems Like You're Ready. Oh, man. All right.